Hey, it's Nudia from Vocalo. Got plans July 11th? Now you do. Join me for Vocalo's free summer meltdown concert at Bottom Lounge with Adam Killa and Taylor Bennett. We'll have merch giveaways and surprise guests. Learn more at wbez.org/events.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Monday. I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. Last week, I mentioned that Chicago's police oversight agency is investigating officers for alleged sexual misconduct at the 10th District Police Station, which is where dozens of migrants have been sleeping. The allegations include an officer impregnating a teenager. On Friday, Mayor Brandon Johnson saw to it that migrants were relocated, and my colleague Chip Mitchell posted up outside of the station. Here he is talking about what he saw.
This patrol district, it's called Ogden. It has one of Chicago's busiest police stations. Its lobby right inside on the floor was where about 40 Latin American migrants had been living since arriving to the city a few weeks ago. They were the latest group of migrants housed at the station as the city scrambled to find more permanent shelters. This afternoon, the city put all 40 of the migrants onto two yellow school buses. A volunteer who's working with the migrants told me they were surprised to hear about the alleged sexual abuse by police officers.
That was my colleague Chip Mitchell. And after he did his reporting, about 50 protesters gathered outside of the West Ogden police station to speak out in response to sexual misconduct allegations. The mayor's first deputy chief of staff, Christina Passioni-Zayez, told a few of my colleagues here at WBEZ that the city's aim with migrants is to, quote, get out of police stations, period. She says they're also committed to supporting the alleged victim, which includes, quote, activating trauma-informed intersectional services like therapy, as well as reproductive health care and support. I will keep you posted on updates as they come on this. The Illinois Department of Transportation has unveiled plans for a multi-year $40 billion construction project. My colleague Mawa Iqbal is reporting that over the next 6 years, the state will improve about 3,000 miles of road and nearly 10 million square miles of bridge deck. Those parts will cost about $27 billion, and the program calls for the remaining $13 billion to be used on other modes of transportation, from expanding passenger rail lines to rehabilitating airport runways. Governor J.B. Pritzker says every year the construction plan gets bigger and bigger.
This is the largest plan ever, and it's a reflection of the fact that we have momentum, that IDOT's done a great job of making the building of these projects more efficient.
The plan is part of a larger Rebuild Illinois capital plan that's been in motion since 2019. And some heavy news further north in Evanston. A former Northwestern University football player has come forward with details of hazing allegations after head coach Pat Fitzgerald was already suspended while the university investigated prior claims. Now, my colleague Anna Savchenka is reporting that Northwestern University is considering stronger penalties against Fitzgerald. Northwestern put him on an unpaid 2-week suspension this past Friday after the school announced evidence of hazing by players. Then on Saturday, a student newspaper cited two unnamed sources who said the hazing involved coerced sexual acts, like team members dry humping other players in a locker room. 11 hours later, school president Michael Schill issued a statement which said he, quote, may have erred in weighing the appropriate sanction. He also said the school is assessing future steps. Northwestern did not comment on the student newspaper's reporting, nor did they say exactly what additional actions the school is considering. And now for a few quick hits, starting with a little NASCAR debrief. The Shedd Aquarium is estimating that it lost between $2 and $3 million when it closed during the street race. The Shedd was closed on Saturday and Sunday, and it was open with reduced hours for the Thursday and Friday prior to the race, as well as the following Monday. Aquarium officials project they would have otherwise welcomed 20,000 visitors that weekend. And Illinois' public pension funds are massively underfunded. Right now, the five retirement funds that the state oversees have a 44% funded ratio and a combined liability of about $248 billion. The Center for Tax and Budget Accountability is a government watchdog that offers solutions to state lawmakers. And their new report includes refinancing the debt, issuing pension obligation bonds, and amending the payment schedule, which would involve moving the state's portion to the first day of the fiscal year instead of the last. And about 1,000 young people from Chicago's neighborhoods got to tour downtown this past weekend. They visited City Hall and the observation deck at the John Hancock Center. The field trip was organized by a nonprofit called My Block, My Hood, My City, and it was meant to give young people the chance to safely enjoy the Loop area. As for the weather, it's hot and sunny today, temperatures in the upper 80s. And that's it for now, but later on the show...
There's something about a good plate of soul food that kind of takes you out of yourself.
Yeah.
And if it's made just right, it does catapult you to the past.
Did you know that last month was National Soul Food Month? Well, it was. And the person who started it happens to be a Chicagoan. Me and my colleague Sienna Greaves are going to talk about her story on the soul food Jane of all trades, Sharla Draper, plus our favorite soul foods and recipes. That's coming up today at 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Allen. I'll talk to you then.